Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 7th of November 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. The BPI has asked BT to block the Pirate Bay or they're going to take them back to court. And it comes on the back of the court decision for news bins, which was pushed out about 3 months ago. What the BPI don't realise is that probably Pirate Bay is the least of their worries. There's a ton of other stuff out there. And the more they try, the harder it's going to get. The government has issued guidance to security guards and the British Institute of Security Guards, I think that's what they are, has said that they're accepting them and they think they're great and they should be following them wherever they go. It basically tells security guards to bugger off and leave us alone. Well done, about time. Now give some to the police as well. The European Commission has opened an investigation into Samsung's patent threats against Apple. Apple and Samsung are doing battle all over the world in the court system, and we're paying for it, of course. And the European Commission has decided to take their antitrust department and look into it very closely. The Commission could be getting to the point of telling Apple and Samsung to solve their differences in the American courts where the original patents were registered, which would cost the American taxpayer instead of costing the rest of us. And on the back of that story as well, a German court has granted an injunction against Apple for infringement of Motorola patents. So the patent fight rolls on, and of course Germany, you've paid for two of those now. The Foxconn chairman has issued a letter of intent saying that he wants an intelligent robot kingdom making all of our smartphones. The army of robots is going to be a million strong within the next 3 years and it's going to cost about $4 billion. But the good news is it's going to create 2,000 jobs. Not bad at all. HP is doing something rather weird. If you're a registered webOS developer, you probably thought it was all over and that was it. You could pack your stuff up and go home. But no, they're issuing an opportunity for you to buy a $150 touchpad. What you're going to do with it when you get it, I think, is probably write some software for it. They're hoping, but we'll have to wait and see. No idea yet what's going on. We'll try and find out in time for Thursday night for the big show. And do you remember Winamp? Oh, do you remember Winamp? I never used it, it was crap. But Winamp finally comes to Mac, and it brings Android music syncing with it. If you've got an Android phone, of course, iTunes isn't going to help. You've been trying to use DoubleTwist up to this point. Well, Winamp's going to have it built into it, and it works just fine and dandy. It's only in beta, but at least you'll get some music on your phone. In Apple news, their new Fifth Avenue store cube has finally been revealed. It was opened on Friday and it looks glossy and glassy and super gorgeous, and it reflects the logo all over the sides. It does look stunning. I've been there and I like the old one, but this one does look better without the seams in. And if you're an Apple senior executive, you're very happy this weekend. I hope you bought your family dinner, because they've awarded all of their top executives an extra 1 million shares. That means they're all going to be $300 million better off, providing they stick around until 2016. If they leave before then, though, they forfeit the lot. Let me think. I think I'd stay. Now, we know that NASA has been looking into lengthy spaceflight and what it can do to you, and actually what they've found out is that it can impair your vision. Recent studies of people that have been up to the space station have shown that during their period in space, they suffered blurry vision, and when they came home, the blurry vision continued. In all of those that were affected, there were physiological changes to their eye. It's all temporary, it's not permanent, and it'll go away, but if you're going to Mars for 3 years, blurry vision for 3 years might be a bit of a bad thing. And Columbia's line of Electro Omni heat jackets, it's here. It's got gloves and boots on sale as well as, and they do look rather nice, I have to say. They heat you up. They've got batteries in them and they keep you nice and hot as you go through the day. But bear in mind that jackets start at $750 and boots start at $350. So these things aren't cheap. But you'll be warm while you're handing over your credit card at least. And finally, the Madden curse continues. If you're an NFL footballer and when the new Madden game comes out, they offer you the chance to be on the cover, I'd turn it down if I were you, because apparently nearly everyone who's been on the cover has been injured immediately after doing so. And for Madden 2012, it's no different. Peyton Hillis is the man that was selected for the cover, and guess what? Yep, he's injured. He's got a hamstring injury. He's missed two games, and he's missed this Sunday's game at Houston as well. Oh dear, Peyton. Get well soon, mate. We love you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back on Wednesday with a roundup of the midweek news in tech as normal. I hope you can join us then. Have a good day and thanks for listening.